Hello, everyone. First, let me thank you all who replied to my email. I appreciate that. We do have a good set of questions. Since I promised to keep these audios under 2 minutes, let me get started right now. You probably get this question asked all the time. What's the difference between Safecoat and the other brands? So my answer is Safecoat is the only brand that's built its formulations one product at a time in collaboration with physicians treating patients in the field of environmental medicine. I don't know if any of you have heard of that. I'm sure many of you have. Working with the patients under the care of the doctors, these doctors, in essence, getting their permission to be our canaries in the coal mine, we went through a rigorous examination of the ingredients commonly used in coatings at that time, weeding out those that our canaries told us were bothersome, and we replaced them with safer ones. Once we knew what worked and what didn't, we were able to expand the line, replacing all of those toxic versions of the conventional products that were on the market at the time. After 30 years, we can still rightly claim no other company has gone to the extremes that we did to build the line. I think that's a really important point. Our mantra has been safer for the chemically sensitive, safer for everyone. And I believe it's as true today as it was back then. Here's another question. Most of the Safecoat products have VOC ingredients. Why aren't they formulated without them, like making them all zero? Here's my answer to that one. There's an excellent two-part essay on the ABCs of VOCs on our website, and if you haven't read it, I would encourage you to take a look at that. Let me sum that up. VOC regulation is primarily focused on reducing outdoor air pollution, any volatile ingredient that evaporates and mixes with other atmospheric compounds that then produces ozone are considered unsafe. There are chemicals that don't have this effect, allowing exemption from that regulation, even though they may contain ingredients hazardous to your health. Equally important, maybe more so, are the HAPs, or hazardous air pollutants, that show up in zero VOC coatings. This means a Safecoat finish, for example, like Acrylac, can have a VOC measurement of 93 grams per liter, but contain zero hazardous air pollutants, making it completely safe. Here's a case in point. We are called on continually to solve indoor air pollution problems created by some zero VOC product. Confusion, of course, reigns in the client's mind about why this is happening. The short answer is a VOC-exempt chemical is contributing to the pollution. That's one possible reason, and a very strong possible reason. One of the great features of Safecoat is that it can act as a containment coating to seal in offending chemicals. I'm going to do another audio on that, so there'll be more to come in another installment. Okay, that's my 2 minutes. I think it was a little bit longer than 2 minutes, so I'm sorry. I'll be back next time with another Q&A. Thanks for listening.